Welcome back to the Beyond the Paddock podcast. I'm your host, Sarah, and on today's episode, we will be looking ahead to the 2026 race season. We had no race this past weekend. We're on a bye week, so content is a little slow. So basically, we are just looking ahead to next season. So today, the 2026 F1 race calendar was released, and on the calendar, we see 24 Grand Prix next season. Sprint weekends have not been confirmed yet, but Zandvoort will be hosting one, and it's last year on the F1 circuit, but we don't know. They haven't really said how many sprints or what races they're going to be at, what race weekends they'll be at. Imola has been dropped for next season, and we see Spain getting two races. So Madrid will be debuting in September, and Barcelona is going to stay in June. And just to note, Spain hasn't had two races since 2012, so that's pretty exciting. And we are just waiting to see what they will be calling the new Grand Prix. They haven't announced the name of that Grand Prix either. We see Montreal has been moved to an earlier time slot. It is now in May, right after Miami. And this is a strategic move, which it's better for the drivers and for the teams because they're keeping races in regional areas. So instead of like bouncing back and forth between like Canada, the States, like Europe, like it's keeping them in like all the races in the same regional areas to reduce air travel between the races. So smart. Monaco has moved to June 7th. And just a little side note, there hasn't been a Monaco Grand Prix in June since 2003. And there are two triple headers on the calendar for next season, and both of them are right at the end of the season. Also looking ahead to 2026, we see Cadillac making some posts this week, which then sent F1 social media into a tizzy because the two drivers, like when you look at the likes on the post, the top two drivers that like the top two likes that came up were Bottas and Schumacher. So everyone's like, oh my gosh, did Cadillac just announce their driver lineup for next year? So again, no, Cadillac has not announced their driver lineup, but we did do some digging on social media this past week, and we see four rumored names on the list. So the first three are consistent on every list. It's Perez, Bottas, and Zhou, but the fourth name, it's a toss-up between three different drivers. So we see a lot of Schumacher, a lot of Ricciardo, and a lot of Drugovich. So we're just going to throw our hat in the ring here, and we're going to go with, we think that Cadillac will be bringing Perez and Valtteri Bottas. Perez brings, I think a lot of people now, after seeing the debacle with Red Bull and their drivers, that like Sergio got a lot of hate last season, a lot of hate. And people are now realizing that maybe it wasn't him. It may have been the car. So people are saying he deserves a second shot, like put him back in. And he does come with quite substantial sponsorship. So we think Sergio will be making a return to F1. And we'd love to see Valtteri back as well. So, but there's also talk. So speaking of Valtteri Bottas, so there's also a lot of social media talk. Is we haven't had any updates on Lance Stroll yet, who missed the last Grand Prix due to his recurrent wrist injuries. So will he be back to race at his home race in Montreal is the big question. So, and if he's not, will they put in, speculation is, would they put in Valtteri Bottas? Because the Aston Martin reserve drivers are at Le Mans, like would they skip that to race here? Like all the speculation's up in the air. But regardless of whether or not, just say Valtteri is making a return, will it be in Montreal to fill in for Stroll, or will it be to debut for race one with Cadillac? But in either case, upon his return to F1, he will have to serve a 5-place grid penalty, because in his last race on the 2024 calendar, with Stake Sauber, he caused a collision at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix and was given a 5-place grid penalty, which he may never serve, or upon his return, he will have to serve. And just looking ahead to unconfirmed seats for 2026, so people can start speculating now, we do have 5 teams with unconfirmed seats. So Yuki's seat is unconfirmed at Red Bull. Mercedes has an unconfirmed seat. So there's speculation that Kimi is locked in because we read that Kimi's contract will automatically extend to 2028 if Mercedes is in P4 by the 12th race, which is the British Grand Prix. But as we know, Russell has not locked in to a contract extension yet. So his speculation is he will, but his seat is still unconfirmed. Both of the VCARB seats are unconfirmed for next season. And we think that our take here is maybe Hajar will be given a shot at that second Red Bull seat besides Max. And Lawson is proving himself, so he should definitely be confirmed for VCARB, leaving, we think, the one seat open. Alpine seat, the Calipinto Doan seat is floating, and Cadillac will have their 2 seats. So that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to catching up with you on Monday as we detail the Montreal Grand Prix. Have a great week.